Well, it's the beginning of hurricane season. So here we go.
Due to the hurricane in the area you are calling, your call cannot be completed at this time. Please try your call later. 054T.
Yeah, this is Stories and Stuff. Sometimes stories and sometimes stuff. I'm Joy Bubbles here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, your storyteller. And might as well tell a hurricane story. What the heck? I think I've got stories on about every topic there is, including one that's about a cockroach. But I guess I'll save that for next week. Back in 1960, we lived in Miami. And, yeah, a lot of hurricanes happened there. September 8th. Or so. Could it have been the 9th? No, I remember it as the 8th, was when we had Hurricane Donna in almost the fall of 1960. And I've always been fascinated by hurricanes. And as it came closer and, you know, it was doing that, and the rain was so loud and the windows were boarded up. Well, I waited a while until the hurricane got really, really good, or really, really bad, depending on who was talking. I think it was about 125 miles an hour. It wasn't one of the really more fierce hurricanes. But I waited until Mother went to sleep, and Daddy was asleep. And very quietly, I went out through the carport, and that's what we called the garage then, the carport, and went outside. Because I could get out through there easier without messing up all the towels that were in the door and stuff, blocking water from coming in and the front door of the house. When I went outside, I was surprised. I didn't know wind could knock me down. Well, I was 11 years old. I was really, really big by then. But somehow the wind just knocked me down. I think I weighed 80 pounds or something, and it just, you know, would knock me down. Sometimes it would lift me off my feet a little bit. And you know what the rain felt like? Like little needles. Yeah, it was blowing so hard and everything because the gusts were, I think, up to 125 miles an hour or something. And there was so much water out there, all in the grass and everything. I'd never seen that before, and it was so loud. You know, all the wind and the rain were making so much noise. I usually find my way around by echoes and stuff, and I couldn't even hear where I was after a while. I was wandering in the grass, and I was kind of lost, and the wind had moved me around some, too. And when I was up on our driveway going down, though, when I first went out, the first thing I noticed, I think, besides the wind and rain, was the worms. Hundreds of worms, thousands of worms, millions and billions and, well, maybe trillions of worms. I guess they all wanted to get out of all that water and get a little dry, so they were crowded up on the driveway. I had never seen so many worms in my life. Well, I started walking around in the grass, and the wind would turn me around, and I wasn't even facing the same way as I was, kind of. I found that I could, like, duck down, and the wind wouldn't pick me up as much. But it was like a mysterious feeling, being out right with the storm, you know. It like, was me and it, just sort of quiet together in the noise. I can't explain it. It was a really strange kind of feeling. Inside. I don't know exactly what it was, and I was lost. I was walking back and forth, and finally, somehow, I got back to the driveway. I kept trying different directions because it was really hard to navigate during the rain. And when I got on the driveway, I heard this voice inside me, and it said, "Help me, help me." And I couldn't imagine why I heard that. You know, it sounded so real. I just put my hands out on the driveway, just over top of some of the worms. And you know what touched my hands right about then? A turtle. I don't know. Daddy called it a terrapin. It was a little bigger than my hand, I guess. Just a little bigger, and it had a shell on the top and a shell on the bottom, and they had like almost little square things in it. It was so amazing to have a turtle like that. Just find it. So I decided to bring it back in. I came back in, and my clothes were wringing wet and everything, and about that time, Mother woke up, and she didn't have too good of things to say about me going outside in the storm like that, but she realized that a turtle that it does need care. We got it a box, and we put some bananas in there and some lettuce that she had, and I think a couple other things, maybe to see what it would eat, and a little flat thing of water that was very low. I think she made it out of tinfoil. And I decided it was the boy turtle, and I named it Poopsie. It's a wonder I didn't name it Donna, because later I heard some more voices. I decided I was going to keep it forever, see, and it was going to be my pet forever and ever, and I'd keep it in the house, and I would hold it and play with it all the time. But the next morning, when I went to play with it, after we had had a day off from school, I heard this voice coming from, like, inside me. It felt like it was coming from the turtle, and I was hearing it inside me. How could that be? But it said it was a woman turtle, a female turtle, and how much it loved the outside and the taste of the right foods and the wind and the gentle rain, not like a hurricane, but the feel of everything and being able to lay eggs out there where it was supposed to be and everything and do what a turtle was supposed to be, and it wanted to be outside so bad. I was surprised it was a female. Gee, if I'd have known that, maybe I'd have named it Donna, but too late. I'd already named it Poopsie. What was I to do? It wanted to be outside, but I decided, well, I had found it, so I was going to keep it. It was hard to think while I was at school. It's hard to think about school anyway, because I kept thinking about the turtle and remembering that voice that I had heard that morning. What was I to do? Well, I came home. I finally decided I sat in front of it, and it just seemed somehow wrong to keep it in the house, even though I wanted it so bad. So I decided to take it outside with me a while and to let it go a little bit and see what would happen. I went way out in the yard because I felt like I was about to cry. And back then, when I was 11, you know, boys never cried at all. That was what I had thought I knew. Now I know how to cry. I say crying is not a breakdown, it's a breakthrough. But I took that turtle way out in the far yard and laid down and finally took my hand off it and laid still for a while. And then I reached out for the turtle and it was gone. And I did lay out there a little while and cry out in the yard before I came back into the house. That night as I was going to bed, Mother asked, where's your turtle? I guess she already knew. I said as casually as I could, trying not to cry, oh, I think I kind of let it go. And Mother held both my hands and she said, that was a real brave thing you did today. Maybe she saw me out there crying. Oh, my gosh. So when I went to sleep, I dreamed about her. That voice again. This time even louder and clearer. It was in a dream. And she said, hello, I'm your turtle friend. You know what? You loved me so much, I know. But you loved me enough to let me go. And that's what really, really love is loving somebody to let them go when they need to. And you know, because you let me go, now I'll always be with you. And the turtles will be your friend forever and will help you. And I woke up. And ever since then, I've kind of thought about turtles. And one time I was visiting a Native American shaman known as Eagle Man. And I never told him this story, but he decided that I was Turtle Man, and he made me a stone turtle out of pipestone with some leather bands around to wear around my neck, and he had some little rocks kind of in the shape of teeth, and he'd done a lot of carving and other kind of emblems and things on it, a very sacred honor gift that he had given me. And I still have it in a special place here. And think about Turtle Man and how it all kind of started in that September during Hurricane Donna. I guess you'd call that turtle power. Oh, next week there'll be another story, totally different. Maybe I'll tell the one about the cockroach, who knows. Because Nancy Lynn, the one that got me onto the ACB Radio Books and Beyond program, she was giving a challenge. She said, anything you tell about is interesting. She said, I bet you could even tell a story about a cockroach. And that challenged me. So I'll have to tell her about what went on in 1967. Well, you take care. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. Stay strong and find some time to play. Bye for now. At the